Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to share some stuff just like that. And I don't have any nifty, upbeat music for the top and the bottom, and that's by design. It's a very difficult day. And if it's not a difficult day, you may need to re-examine a thing or two, because it ought to be a difficult day. And not just the Hebrew pronunciations, by the way. The rabbi over at KBI, Knesset Beth Israel, David, good solid guy, and I like the things that he's saying, and I'm hearing in the reports, and I'm hearing some of that here, and I'm not surprised by that because I know Charles and Sarah and Gary will do a great job, but I'm amazed by the lack of other legacy media coverage, but I'm not amazed and I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed yet again, but it's just another reminder of what is and is not all that important. What you just heard is the mourner's Kaddish. When you have a death, your family in particular, but somebody else who might have importance in your life, you recite the mourner's Kaddish. By the way, that's not Hebrew, that's Aramaic. And what's interesting, the most interesting about the mourner's Kaddish is it doesn't talk about death. It talks about life. And it is the way that the Jewish people have survived for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, even in the face of terrible assaults and oppression and slaughters and the Holocaust, the Shoah. We have survived by focusing on living as opposed to dying. We have a tradition in Judaism, and I know this might very well be like a lecture. It's like a lesson on Judaism, right? Judaism 101. I'm not educated enough to do that, but I will tell you that we have a tradition inside of Judaism where we leave some pebbles on the headstone of someone who's passed away. And that really comes from another tradition that we have. When we bury the dead, we grab a handful of soil and throw it down into the grave. We throw it on the casket or the shroud or whatever it is that is being buried, however that person is being buried. So we throw a handful of dirt. Well, why would you do that? Isn't that insulting? No. It is a reminder that we do good things simply because we are commanded to do good things. Well, how does that tie into the dirt in the casket? I don't get it. Well, I'm going to explain it. You throw the dirt, and that is a mitzvah. It is a good deed. It is a favor. And it can never be repaid by that person. That person will never be throwing dirt at your funeral, will they? They're not going to toss the dirt on your casket. It is your opportunity to do something that is right and good simply because it is right and good, with no possibility of payback from that person in this world. So we focus on the living. When my dad passed away, Heidi and I were living in Las Vegas at the time. Harry was, as I found through the years, typical for Harry, he was late. Heidi was pregnant. Oh, man, was she pregnant. She was, like, really, like, super pregnant. And Harry was overdue. And my dad, because he always had an impeccable sense of timing, Mr. Katz did, he died. I was like, oh, really, Pop? Come on. You can't do me one solid, you know, like, hang on, or, you know what? Nothing. No. My dad decided, that's it. So what am I going to do? So I say to Heidi, well, what am I going to do? We're here. We're what, 2,500 miles away. My dad has died. My son is already late to the party. I got to go, right? I mean, what else can I do? I got to go. I have to go. I was in my 30s. It's like, you know, I've known my dad my entire life. This little guy that's coming along soon, I hope. I don't really know him. My dad, by the way, before my dad used to walk around before Harry was born with the ultrasound. And I mean, he'd show it to his friends. Oh, you want to see my grandson? Here, take a look. Oh, okay, sure, sure. That looks great. Okay. But I remember talking with my mom and my brother. And I said, well, I got to figure out a way to get back there. And my mom, who, by the way, had a wicked good sense of humor. Oh, she was, her side of the family, man, humor with them, it was like a sword. And you learned how to play the room, or you didn't go to family events, that simple. But my mom says, well, what do you think your father would say if you showed up here? I said, well, Mom, Dad's dead. If he says anything when I show up, we're all in a world of hurt. And she laughed and said, yeah, okay, don't be stupid. What would he say? I don't know. I'll tell you what he would say. He would say, take care of my grandson. Oh, yeah, he would, wouldn't he? Yeah. So take care of my grandson. And that is in keeping with Jewish tradition. We focus first on the living. There's nothing more we can do for the dead. We focus first on the living. But it's not easy to always focus on the living. On October the 7th, I don't have any choice but to look at people who were slaughtered for absolutely, positively no reason, and to look at the ugliness that has followed that. It has given a permission slip to every anti-Semite, every Jew hater on the planet to attack the Jewish people. And I am doing my best not to be political today, but I am here to tell you that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are at the heart of this. They have made it clear they do not stand with Israel. They do not stand with the Jewish people. I'm going to try and stay away from all the politics, but I had to share that with you because it's the truth. And again, what I hope you have come to realize after 12 years together is I will deliver the truth to you. You may not like the truth. There may be others that don't like the truth, but it is the truth that I will deliver. I would love to have you join us. 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. I say that because it is not going to be a regular show today. And there were parts of me, as I was thinking about what we were going to do, I thought, well, are there going to be people who are upset? People go, hey, wait a minute, we want to talk about the election. We want to talk about this. I understand it. We're 30 days to the election here. And we have to talk about it, we have to address it, and we have to deal with it. But on this day, for me personally, it may not be the same for you, and I get that. But for me, I don't know what else I can talk about except the importance of family. And that includes the people of Israel. That includes the Jewish people writ large. That is my family. And so I am sitting here hopefully, prayerfully, offering you some insights, maybe an interesting guest here or there assigned for me. I'm just going to give you this, because again, I want to be honest with you. There's some difficulties, I know, getting some of the people locked in the places they were supposed to be. Yeah, it is what it is. And so that's why I'm not saying we're going to talk to this person or that person, because we may not talk to them, and I don't want you to be all disappointed. But hopefully things will work out. Again, Chronic Care of Richmond text line. A lot of texts coming in, and I want to get to them ASAP. I promise you, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Reminder to you, first thing in the morning, my friend John Reed is here. John does an incredible job with his program starting at 6 every morning. Please make sure you're here for him. 346 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.